Hello, I'm DBA Lehane, and I'm reading a brand new short story called Daddy's Little Girl. Growing up, she'd always been Daddy's little girl, and her love for him was equally requited. In her eyes, Daddy was a mix of Father Christmas, Superman, and Coco the Clown, and her amago for him was such that he could get away with murder and she wouldn't love him any less. Which was quite convenient, really, as Daddy made a living killing people. Yes, that's right. Her father was an underworld assassin. She always found it amusing that people never thought of assassins being loving husbands or doting fathers. They were meant to be dark loners who inhabited dangerous and lonely shadows, not happy-go-lucky family guys who enjoyed cooking or tottering around their suburban gardens. But she guessed that's why her father was such a successful and sought-after assassin. No one in their wildest dreams would ever believe what he really did. As she got older, she thought it was kind of cool. Whilst other kids talked about their dads being estate agents or accountants, she kind of got a thrill thinking about her dad, the super tough killer. Not that it didn't have its downsides, of course. When the kids at school asked what her dad did, she had to lie, saying he was a freelance business consultant, a troubleshooter who would go in and sort out a firm's problems. In some ways, though, she figured it wasn't really a lie. That's what he actually did in a funny sort of way. What she hated most, though, was when he'd suddenly go away without any warning at all. She'd sit around worrying whether he would be coming home or not. After all, death or imprisonment were job hazards that regularly faced a jobbing assassin, and there was no trade union to support you with those kind of problems. But thankfully he always returned, a smile on his face and a brand new present for his little girl. There was a time when a teacher had given her poor marks over an English essay. Daddy was infuriated. There was no way anyone was going to upset his little girl like that. The following day, an assembly was called at school, announcing that the very same teacher had died in a terrible accident, his brakes failing as he drove home. Over the years, the same fate awaited a couple of boys who broke her heart and left her in floods of tears. No one would ever get away with hurting Daddy's little girl. Now, here in the hospice, she held his frail hand tightly in hers as a tear trickled from her eye. That once strong killer had finally met his match as cancer spread through his aging body, each breath wreaking pain and suffering through him. Lifting his gaunt, pale face, he looked up at her and smiled. Instinctively, she understood. Kissing his forehead, she slowly took a pillow and gently pressed it to his face. She had always been Daddy's little girl, after all.